Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuv Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuv Vav Amin Beis at the by the parentheses about 6 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchus for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have for Shalema Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. We're going to begin by continuing the discussion of Doeg and Achitofel, and then the Gemara is going to transition into David HaMelech. Once we're discussing Doeg and Achitofel, that we're around the generation of David HaMelech, so we're going to talk about David, and the Gemara is going to give us the background of the story and the entire story of David and Bathsheba. The Gemara is going to have four different drashos of Psukim and Tehillim, where David himself refers back to the episode in the aftermath of the episode of him and Bathsheba. The Gemara is going to discuss how Hushai Ha'arki convinced David not to do Avodah Zarah, why in the world David would have wanted to do Avodah Zarah. We'll discuss that as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how David begs for Mechila, and then he has to ultimately suffer Yisurin, and ultimately we find in the days of Shlomo that his tshuva was finally accepted. On Amud Beis, we're going to talk about Gehazi, who also is one of the people that doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and what he did wrong, that he felt that he couldn't possibly even do tshuva for his Avera, and how it is that Elisha pushed Gehazi away, and maybe it was a little too tough on Gehazi, and the Gemara is going to discuss that was not the only example of someone who is Yamin Docha instead of Smol Docha v'Yamin Makareves, but was Docha b'shtei Yadayim. That one example is Elisha and Gehazi, the other is a Chesronos Hashas. You'll notice there's a lot of blank space on the bottom of Kuf Zayin and Beis, because there are a few lines missing from our Gemara, because the other example involves Yeshu. Maybe we'll read through that Chesronos Hashas as well, even though it doesn't appear on the pages of our Gemara. And then before the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin and Beis, we're going to be told about how Avram Avinu was the first person to ever experience Zikna, Yaakov was the first person to ever experience Choli, and Elisha was the first person to ever have a Refuah from a Choli. So they're each important first events in history. It's obviously brought up over here because of Elisha. We're discussing Gehazi, so we discuss Elisha and his relationship with Gehazi. Okay, so Simin Shlosha Rav V'chatzi Karu. Says Gemara Amri B'Yochanan, Shlosha Malachi Chavala Nizdamnu Lo L'doig. There were three Malachi Chavala, three angels that brought about problems for Doeg. Echad Sheshikach Tamludo, one that made him forget his learning, Vechat Shesarif Nishmaso, another one that burnt his neshama, Vechat Shepizer Afaro Batik Nasios Batim Joshos, and another one that spread his dirt all over me, the ashes, all over the Batik Nasios and Batim Midrashos. The Be'er Sheva writes that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin tells us that Poshe Yisrael are Yordum L'Gehenim, they serve 12 months in Gehenim, and then what happens after that? Gufan Kala, their bodies are destroyed, Nishmaso Nishmaso, their neshamos are burnt, veruach mifazartan tachas kapos ragli tzadikim, and a wind blows their ashes underneath the feet of the tzadikim. So over there it means under the feet of the tzadikim in Gan Eden. But Doeg is ein lochelak l'olam haba. So how does where do his ashes go? So it goes batei kenasios, batei midrashos. But that's what he sees the parallel to that sugya in Rosh Hashanah. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Doeg rachitofel aro'u ze'ezeh. Doeg rachitofel weren't alive in the world at the same time. They did not overlap at all. Doeg bimei Shaul. Doeg lived during the days of Shaul HaMelech when David was still very young. V'achitofel bimei David. And Achitofel lived during the days of David HaMelech, meaning toward the end of David HaMelech's life. V'amar v'yochun Doeg v'achitofel lo chatzu yameihem. Doeg and Achitofel didn't reach the age of Chatzi Yamav. They didn't even get to the age of 35. Tanya Nami Hachi, Anshe Damu Mirma lo Yechtsu Yimeim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim that Anshe Damu Mirma will not even have Yechtsu Yimeim. They won't even have a Chatzi lifetime. Kol Shnosef Shadoig lo Yehul Shloshim Ba'arba. Doeg lived 34 years. Shal Achitofel lein lo Shloshim B'Shalosh. And Achitofel lived 33 years. Why didn't Achitofel live 34 years? So the Yad Ramah explains in Daf Samach Tesam Beis that really he should have lived 34 years, but he committed suicide when he's at the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, discusses Achitofel saw that his Eitzah wasn't being followed. So Vayitzaval Beis, so Vayachnak V'yamos. He knew that if he was going, he knew that the rebellion was doomed to fail once they weren't following his advice, because he was a brilliant advisor. Once the rebellion was doomed to fail, he knew he was going to be judged as a Marid B'Malchus. Halach is, if someone is killed as a Marid B'Malchus, all of his mammon is nevad, all of his money, all of his possessions are taken by the king. It doesn't go to his family, so he wanted to at least pass on Yerusha, so he committed suicide. Person is mavid atzmo l'das, loses a lot of rights, and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, there's no hesped, he doesn't get proper kavura and everything else, but at least ein misablin alav, but at least the halach is that he has a Yerusha, so he wanted to at least take care of his family, and that's what Achitofel did. So Achitofel died earlier because he took his own life earlier. He otherwise would have ultimately died, but it would have been a year later. The Maharal explains, based on what the Gemara Makos Tafid Aleph tells us, that David cursed Achitofel, that Achitofel should choke, when he didn't say how to stop the Meha to home, when David was digging the Yesodos for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the Meha to home was coming up and was threatening to flood the entire world. So David says, anyone who knows the Halach over here has to tell me, and if you don't, you should be Yechanak, the person should die, should be strangled if he doesn't tell me. Now Achitofel was Nasa Kal V'chomer. Achitofel ultimately told him, and he said that Kal V'chomer, if we're willing to erase the Shem Hashem to make Shalom Beinish L'Ishto, to save the entire world, Kal V'chomer you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. So he told David that you're allowed to throw the Shem Hashem into the tome so that it will settle. But the Gemara over there says that Kil Tzadik Afilu Al Tanai Afilu Al Chinam he ba'a, that even if it was Al Tanai and the condition wasn't fulfilled, still a klala of a tzaddik is going to be fulfilled. So David HaMelech's klala was fulfilled. If Achitofel would have lived 34 years, we would have said, yeah, just like Doeg, because he did terrible things. So he lived 34 years. So that's why, says Maharal, he had to die a year early to show that it was that the curse of David was in fact mekuyim in him. Initially, David's relationship with Achitofel was that Achitofel was his rebbe. Ulbasov karu chavero. Then he adjusted into becoming an equal. Ulbasov karu talmido. And ultimately, Achitofel is like a talmid. Bitchila karu rabo. Where do we find that he called him rabo? Because the pasuk in Tehillim Nun Hei says vata enosh keerki alufi umiyudai, and alufi means rebbe. Ulbasov karu chavero. And then we find that later on in Tehillim Nun Hei, the next pasuk says asher yachtav namtik sod beves alukim nahalich baragesh. Nahalich means we will walk together. So it sounds like they're even. Ulbasov karu talmido. And then ultimately he called him a talmid. And this is not in the same chapter in Tehillim. It is actually much earlier. Gam ish shlomi asher batachti bo ochel lachmi higdil alay akev. That ochel lachmi means he learned from him. He learned Torah from him. So you see that he called him his talmid. He calls him ish shlomi because David was married to Bathsheba, the granddaughter of Achitofel. So he relied that he wouldn't give Eitzah to his enemies because they were Mishpacha. But ultimately Achitofel did give advice to Avshalom to kill David. But he referred to him as Ish Shlomi. Amar Avidom Rav. L'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon. In general, a person is not supposed to look for nisyonos in life. Shai David Melech Yisrael hevi atzmo lidei nisayon v'nichshal. David Melech Yisrael brought upon himself a nisayon and ultimately stumbled. Amar lefanav. David said to Hashem, Ribono Shlolem, m'nei ma omri melukei Avram, melukei Yitzchak, melukei Yaakov, ve'in omri melukei David. Why is it that the Jewish people always refer to God as Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but not Elokei David? The truth is, while David HaMelech was alive, the Marsha points out, they wouldn't say Elokei David, because the Kodesh Baruch was only Maskir Shmal Tzadikim Lachar Misasam, not Bechayehem, so it wouldn't have happened anyway. But David knew that it wasn't going to happen, that even after he died, they were never going to say Elokei David. And the Taras Chaim says that David's real question was that the three Avos were Kaviyachal, the three regalim to the Kisei HaKavod, and David was Zocha to be the fourth regal. So he says, so why don't I get mentioned as Elokei David if I'm the fourth regal in the Kisei HaKavod? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Inu Menasli Vatal Menasli. They were all tested. You were never tested. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shalom, B'chaneni V'naseini. Okay, test me. Shenamar B'chaneni Hashem V'naseini. We find David says so in Tehillim Chavav. I want to be tested. So Amar, Minasna Lach, V'avinna Milsa Bahadach, D'ltu Lo Adatinu V'ilu Anak Hamedan Lach. Not only will I test you, I'll give you a running start. I'll give you an advantage that I didn't give to the Avos. The Avos had no idea when their test was coming. I'm going to let you know what your test is going to be in advance. D'manisnalach b'dvar erva. Your test is going to be relating to something about erva. So he even warned him what it was going to be. So miyad, and right away, what happens next? Ve'ilei saraveyakam David me'al mishkavo. David gets up at night me'al mishkavo. So in the evening, he gets up me'al mishkavo. What does it mean? In the evening, he gets up me'al mishkavo. Me'al mishkavo sounds like he was just engaged in Tashmish Shemitah. Well, in the evening, he should be starting Me'al Mishkavo, not finishing, not getting up Me'al Mishkavo. So Rav Yehuda Shahafach Mishkavo Shalayla Mishkavo Shalyom. Dovid HaMelech was being Mishamish Mitaso by Yom, and the Svara was that that he knew that he was going to be tested with the Dvar Erva, so he figured if the Yetzer Hara is strongest if a person is Maharer Biyom, but if he has Tashmish Biyom, so he'll satisfy his desires, he'll satisfy his urges Biyom, and then he'll be less susceptible to the Yetzer Hara. V'nisalmi menu alacha, and it was, he forgot a halacha. Eivra katan yeshbadam as biyo ra'av marivo saveya, that he forgot that that when it comes to issues of erva, the more you try to satisfy the Yetzer Hara, the hungrier that Yetzer Hara gets. The more you try to starve that Yetzer Hara, the less hungry that Yetzer Hara gets. So when you're trying to satisfy the Yetzer Hara, therefore bringing down his taivos, it didn't quite work that way. The Achronim, the Bereshiva, points out, why not just say in the Salam Menu Halacha, much more basic Halacha? The Gemara Nida Daf Tzayin says that it's also Shamish Mitaso Biyom. So that's what he forgot. He was Mishamish Mitaso Biyom. So he says, no, you can't say that, because the Gemara also says that a Talmud Chacham B'Bayis Afel is Mutter. A Talmud Chacham in a dark house is allowed to be Mafil B'Taliso even, and be Mishamish Mitaso Biyom. He can darken the room and be Mishamish Biyom some stomach. That's what David did. He darkened the room. It was Mishamish Mitaso Biyom. So what he forgot is the whole approach to the sin of Arayos. You don't say that you should give the sin of Arayos or the sin of Erva to a little bit. You know, just give in a little bit. You give in a little bit, and you're going to be giving in a lot. So the Yishalech Al Gag Beis HaMelech, Vayari Sharuchetas Me'al Agag, V'yishat Tovas Marem Ma'od. So the Gemara says, this pasuk that David saw this woman, beautiful woman, bathing on top of a roof. How could it be that he saw her bathing? What was she doing in such a public area? She was bathing. So Basheva b'kachayfa reisha tosi chalsa. No, she was underneath some sort of screen, some sort of covering. Asa satan idmi lekitziparta. But the satan came and in the form of a bird. Patek begira. David shot an arrow in order to catch the bird. Patke lechalsa. The arrow knocked over the screen. And that exposed Basheva. She was bathing, and he was able to see her in that state. The Ben Yoyada says Dafka at Sipor, because the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah that Sipora Eishes Moshe was called Sipora because she was Metairis Besavia. Sipor is Metairis Amitzora. Someone has Taras, gets his Tara through its Sipor. So David HaMelech, because he sinned with Basheva and he was able to do tshuva, and ultimately at the end of the day his tshuva is accepted. So he blazed the path for tshuva for future generations, that people will always be able to say that if David HaMelech was able to do tshuva, we're able to do tshuva as well. So in a certain sense, this led to the ultimate tahara of Klal Yisrael, because it led to the ability for people to do tshuva. So that's what the Ben Yoyada says. That's why it was Dafka Tzipor, which is a symbol of tahara. So Miyad v'yishlach David Yidrosh Lisho v'yamra lozos b'asheva b'asaliyah meishas uri achiti v'yishlach David Malach v'yikacheva tova ilo v'yishkav yim avi miskadeshes mitum as. So the pasuk describes David knew exactly who she was, that she was a married woman. He still summoned her and took her and slept with her, and then she had to go to be mitar herself from Tumas Nida in order that he should be able to be boiler, and then ultimately she went back home. That you tested me with a maisa laila, with something that happens at night, to see if I would withstand the nisayon. You wanted to be mitzari. Me, you wanted to purify me like silver. When you purify it, you put it under fire and it purify, and you find it's that it's nucky, that it's clean and pure, but you didn't find me to be nucky. I failed. So mosi bal yavar pi. So amar iku zumama nafal bepume demanda sani livlo amar ki hamilsa. Halavai, I should have been muzzled and I shouldn't have asked for such an isayon, because a person shouldn't ask for an isayon. Here I asked for an isayon and ultimately I failed. So now Rav is going to have four different drashas about how David looks back at the sin of Basheva. Darash Rava. First drasha, my duchsiv. What does the pasuk mean? Tehillim Yud Aleph. Lam natzeach le David b'Hashem chasisi eich tomru lenafshi nudi harchem tzipor. Amar David Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam mechol li al osa avon shlo yomru har shebachem tzipor nidodato. That you should be mochel me for this avera, because we don't want the goyim to say that even the mountain amongst the Jewish people, their king, he represents that's the highest amongst them, that a bird was able to get rid of, to push him aside from Olam Haba, that it's going to be such a Chilul Hashem that a little creature like a bird is able to be the undoing of the greatest Jew. Darish Rava also darshan, number two, second drasha, Maiduch Siv, L'chal L'vadcha Chatasi, this is in Tilim Nun Aleph, V'arabe Enecha Sisi, L'man Titzta Kedvarcha Tiske Bishavtecha, Amar Davlev Nechorosh Baruch Hu, Galya V'yadiyah Kamach, you know full well, the Yibayel Mechmili Yisri Yav HaKayfina, unbelievable statement, that if I wanted to, I could have overcome my Yetzer Hara, Ela Amina, but I decided not to, D'leim Ra'avdu Zachil Mare, because that would be a Chilul Hashem in its own right, that they would say that the Eved outsmarted or outdid, outwitted the master, that here Hashem didn't want to give me a test, I asked for the test, and it would show that I was able to pass the test, and that would make a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal look bad, so not to make a Chilul Hashem, I gave in to the Yetzer Hara to show that Hashem is right. Darish Rava, third Joshua, Maiduch Siv, what does the Pasuk mean in a different chapter until Mekiani, Letzela Nachonu Machovi Negdi Tamid, Ruya Yisabasheva Basaliyam, Ledovin Mishesh. The truth is, Bathsheba was already destined for David from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. That's why he refers to her as Tzela Nachon. A Tzela refers to a woman, because Tzela is where is the rib that Chava was made from. She was the prepared Tzela for me, El Shabbai Lav Machov. But instead of waiting for it to play out the way it was supposed to, I pushed history up a little bit, and therefore it came through an Avera and through this terrible thing. Now, the Gemara in the beginning of Sota tells us, a well-known Gemara, that Arbaim Yom Kodim Yitziras Havlad, a Baskel comes down and says, Bas Ploni Leploni. So it doesn't sound like it's Mishesh Simei Bereishis. It sounds like it's Arbaim Yom Kodim Yitziras Havlad. So the Be'er Sheva points out, yeah, 40 days before Yitziras Havlad, the Baskel comes out. But already Mishesh Simei Bereishis, it's already decided. So that's what David HaMelech was referring to, that this has already been decided, Mishesh Simei Bereishis, and I didn't, you know, we made it this far, and I didn't have the patience to wait for it to play out properly. That really Bathsheba was ripe for David, but he it's like eating a fruit before it's ripened. He took her before it was actually ready. Darash Rava, a fourth drasha. You know full well that if they rip open my flesh, my blood would not flow, because they embarrassed me so much. They were malbin panai so much. People have humiliated me so much. It's like, well, the blood has drained from me. And when they're learning the sugyas of the Dal of Misos Pezdin, you know what the other Talmidei Chacham do? Poskin mi Mishnah. Suddenly they stop their learning and they say, hey, David, Abba Aleshashish, Misasa Bameh. Hey, we're learning about Dal of Misos Pezdin. What's the punishment of someone who's Baal Aleshashish as a way of humiliating him, of embarrassing him, of drawing attention to his sin with Bathsheba? Amarti lem, David HaMelech had a clever response. Habal Eish Hasish Misasa B'chanek. Someone who's Bal Eish Hasish is Chayiv Chanek. V'yesh lo chelik olam haba, but at least he gets a chelik olam haba. Aval ma'am b'nei chaver b'rabim, ain't lo chelik olam haba. But if someone who's ma'am b'nei chaver b'rabim, he doesn't even have a chelik olam haba. That was his response to their being malbin panav. They're trying to humiliate him. The Gemara B'Metzia Dafnan Tes quotes this same Memra, but a little bit different. It says, not when they were learning Dal Misos, which would make sense. They're learning Dal Misos Bezen, at least it's on the same topic. The Gemara says, when they were learning Negoim Va'ahalos, they would stop their learning and say, Abal Eishish Misasim Ma. So Taras Chaim writes that according to that Girsa, we understand Poskim mi Mishnasam. Meaning it wasn't even on topic. They had to stop what they were learning in order to ask this Shaila. But according to our Girsa, it doesn't work out as well that they say that it's Poskim mi Mishnasam. The Marsha over there in Bamatzia explains that even when they were learning Negoim, which is for the Avera of Lashon Hara, the Gemara Narach and Daf Tezayin says that Negoim is Tzaras one gets for speaking Lashon Hara. Still, even as they were learning the punishment for Lashon Hara, they're willing to speak badly about David and his Avera. That's how badly they were trying to embarrass him. That's the chiddush of the fact that they were learning Negoim. In the Sefer Torah HaMincha, he explains based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Shmuel to make David to anoint David as king, Shmuel saw that he was Admoni and he was afraid that if he was if he would bring him in front of the Jewish people, they wouldn't have rachmanis on him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that David is never going to be able to kill on his own. He's always going to have to ask Sanhedrin. Meaning Shmuel was afraid that David was going to be too rough and he was going to just kill without ever asking Rishus. So Hashem said he's always going to have to ask Rishus. So whenever he had to paskin din and fashos, he always had to take advice with the Sanhedrin, and that's where his enemies were, and they would torment him because he always had to go back to them, and they were tormenting him all this time by telling him Ein lo chelek le'olam haba. Another issue the Rishonim raise over here is that the Sugim Bamatzia Daf Nuches says that anyone who's yordim le'gehenim is olam imenu. Anyone who goes down to Gehenim ultimately comes out, except for three that are yordim ve'inam olam. Who are they? Mechan Hashem le'chaveru, someone who calls someone else by a nickname, Malbin p'nei chaveru berabim, and Ba'al Eshes Ish. So how could David HaMelech tell them, oh, Mal Menei Chaver Brahmi, he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but a Ba'al Eshes Ish at least has a chelik in Olam Haba. What are you talking about? There are three that are Yordim Ve'enam Olim. Mal Menei Chaver Brahmi and Ba'al Eshes Ish are both in that category. So the Rishonim are bothered by that kasha. Tosus over there in Bamatzia raises the issue, and he says, Mal Menei Chaver Brahmi is Eino Olam Gehenim even after 12 months. And even though it says, and even if he comes up after 12 months, but he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. But a Baal Eish Sish is Nidon beganim for 12 months, and then after the 12 months are over, he leaves Ganim and he has a chelik in Olam Haba. The Ritva suggests that really Baal Eish Sish Mamish is Ein lo chelik in Olam Haba. David was not Baal Eish Sish Mamish, he was Baal Safek Eish Sish. The Gemara in Ksubis has all sugi about this in the first parak and Daf Tes, that anyone who's Yotzil in Milchanas based David get Krisus Kosev Liishto. So at the time that David was Baal Eish, he was only a Safek Eshesish, not a Vadai Eshesish, and therefore he does have a Chelik L'Olam Haba. The Ritva also says that Baal Eshesish and Asa Tshuva and suffers Yisurim or suffers Misa has a Chelik L'Olam Haba. And that's what David HaMelech was saying. Misa Sabachanek, that the Misa is Mitztarif to the Tshuva and will give the Kapara. But Malmelech Avir Barabim is not Chayiv Misa, so he has no opportunity for Kapara. And therefore he's really going to be Ein Lo Chelik L'Olam Haba. When the Gemara put them in the same boat, you know, the Baal Eish Sish, Mamrech Ve'Brahma, it's so bad if he didn't do tshuva, if he didn't have a kapara. But someone who actually suffered the kapara, actually received the kapara, so he will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Amar Vidam Rav, Afilu B'Shas Chol Yoshel David Kiyim Shmon Esrei Onos. Even when David was sick, he managed to fulfill the mitzvah's ona with his 18 wives. Shenemri, Yagati Ban Chasi Asa B'Chalei, L'mitasi B'Demasi, Arsi Amsa. That even when he was cholen, he was struggling, he still, every single day, would dirty his bed with Tashma Shamita in order not to keep his wives, not to be ma'agin his wives. David HaMelech wanted to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Rishonim explained in order to show that not to actually be Ovid Avodah Zarah, but to show as if he's being Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Ad Ramah explains to be Mishtachvet Avodah Zarah, but still have Liba L'Shamayim in order that people shouldn't question why he is being punished. That people shouldn't think it was because of the sin of Bathsheba. Let them think something else. Shnemar vayihi David ba ad rosh asher yishtachve shamet le'elokim ve'ein rosh el avodah zarah. Rosh is avodah zarah. Shnemar, how do I know rosh is avodah zarah? Because in Daniel it says the tzelem that was shown to Nebuchadnezzar in his dream says v'hu tzalma reshe di dahav tav, that this tzelem was its rosh was made out of fine gold. So when he went to be over avodah zarah, v'nei l'krasu chushai ha'arki karua kutanto v'adam al rosho. Chushai ha'arki meets David, and his clothing is torn, and he's got dirt on his head. Amar lo, so Chushai says to David. Chushai says to David, how can you pretend to be Ovid Avodah Zarah? Yomru Melech Kamoscha Yavod Avodah Zarah. People are going to say that someone like you, a Chassid, is going to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Amar lo, so David HaMelech says, but if I don't do it, Melech Shekamoscha Yargenu B'No, people are going to say that my son killed me, and even though I'm a tzaddik and a Chassid, Mutav Yavod Avodah Zarah Va'yiz Chal Shem Shemayim Farasya, I'd rather be Ovid Avodah Zarah than people think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me unjustly. I don't want people to question the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm willing to take one for the team. I'm willing to do Avodah Zarah just so that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes me, when my son kills me, that people will say that I deserved it instead of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do things properly. So Amar, so Chushai Arki says, don't worry, they'll have other things to blame your death on. My time can receive a Sifas Tawar. They'll just say, why did you marry, meaning he says, he challenged him, why did you marry a Yifas Torah. Amalei Yifas Torah Rachmana Sharia. Yeah, I married a Yifas Torah because the Torah says you're allowed to. Amalei Lo Derash to Smuchin to Samachle Ki Yil Liish Ben Soramora. Kalanasi Yifas Torah Yeshla Ben Soramora. Yeah, but the next parsha after Yifas Torah is the parsha Ben Soramora. So anyone who marries a Yifas Torah is ultimately going to have Ben Soramora. Avshalom was a bas, it was a Ben Yifas Torah. So that's what people are going to say. No one's going to think that you're being killed because Hashem is not being just. Everyone's going to associate, yeah, Avshalom is the one to kill you. That's what happens when you marry Yifas Torah, that you have a Ben Sora Mora. So in that way, he stopped David from being Ovid Avod Zara. Darsh Rabbi Destoy de Min Biri. Rabbi Destoy from Biri, Darshan as follows. Lama David Dome, you know what David is like? The Socher Kuti, like a Kuti merchant, who when he comes to buy something, tries to devalue the item that he wants to buy. Ah, what's that worth already? It's a piece of garbage. You know, and that way he tries to get a better deal. So Amar David of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, David says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shgios Miyavin. You know, who can prevent themselves from violating Averus B'Shogeg? Amalei Shviki Lach. Hashem says, fine, I forgive you the Averus B'Shogeg. So he builds up to the next level. Uministaris Nakeni. Forgive me even for those things that are done secretly, even if they were done B'Mezid. Shviki Lach. The Averus done privately, forgiven. Gami Zedim Chasoch Avdecha. Even those Averus that I did B'Mezid that were done publicly. Shviki Lach. That too. I don't want Talmidei Chachamim in future generations to darshan about my averos. Shviki lach, I'm ochel that as well. I also don't want that the Navi should record the chet of Basheva. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's too far. That I can't do. I can't do for you. Can't erase it from the Navi. Here's a Daf Yomi coincidence, which is reading this part, the yud that I take away from Sarai to turn her to Sarah so that she's able to have children, right? And that yud complained for so many years till Yoshua finally came Vosaftilo, and I was able to add the yud to Yoshua's name. Yoshua kola parsha kula alachas kama v'kama. So certainly an entire parsha that's osek in that discusses a certain avera. There's no way that I could take away an entire parsha. A single yud caused me such tzaras when I tried to remove a single yud. So forget about taking away a whole parsha is not an option. Vinikesim Pesharav, another drasha on the pasuk Vinikesim Pesharav, Amalefan Ribbono Shel Olam, Mecholi Aloso Avon Kulo, forgive me entirely for the sin of Basheva. Amar Kvar Asit Shlomo Bin Cholomar Bechachmaso, Hayichati Ish Becheko Vegadov Lo Tesrefena. Can a person put a fire in his lap and his clothing not burn? Emi Halich Ish Alegcholim Vragov Lo Tichvena. Can a person walk on coals and his feet will not be singed? Ken Abal Ish Israel Lo Yinaka Kolanogeaba. Anyone who's involved with Eish Yisrael, there's just no way. It's just the teva of things that it's a fire. You're going to get singed by such a fire. Amalei kol hachi nitrad ha'u gavra. So is that the din that I'm never going to have a mechila? Amalei kabal olach yisurin. So Hashem says, no, you have to have yisurin. And when you have yisurin, that's how you'll get your kapara. Kibal olav. And David HaMelech is mekabal yisurin. So what were those yisurin? Amar vidom Rav Sheshes. Chadashim nitzara David. Nitzalkei mena shechina. Shisha chadashim rather nitzara David. Nitzalkei mena Shechina, Upir Shemen Sanhedrin, 6 months of Tzaras and the Shechina abandoning him and the Sanhedrin staying away from him. How do we know that? Nitzara Dichsiv Techateinu Be'ezov Ve'etar Techapseinu Mishalag Albin. The Tara of an Ezov is Dafka by a Mitzora. So we know that he was Nitzara, that he had Tzaras. Nistalki Men Shechina Dichsiv Hashiva L'Sasani Shecha V'Ruach Nediva Tismecheni. That by being returning to me the Sason, I'll have a Nevua by having joy in my life because the Shechina doesn't accompany someone who's sad. So apparently he says, I need Sason to return to me because he was sad. The Shechina had abandoned him. That those who fear you should return to me. Who are those who fear you? The tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, that's it in the Sanhedrin. Shisha chadash minolam. But how do we know that all of this lasted for 6 months? Because the pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, Vayom Hashem Malach David al Yisrael, Arboim Shana. David was the king over Israel for Arboim Shana. B'chevron Malach Sheva Shanim, 7 years in Chevron. B'Yerushalayim Malach Shloshim Mishalosh Shanim, and 33 years in Yerushalayim. Uksiv. B'chevron Malach Al Yehuda Sheva Shanim V'Shish Chadashim. In Chevron, He was Malach al Yehuda for 7 years and 6 months. The Vehani Shisha Chadashim Lo Kachashiv. And somehow those 6 months don't get counted in the original Pasuk. It only says that it was 40 years. It doesn't say 40 years and 6 months. So Shema Minan it started. It must be that he had 6 months as a Mitzorah, and that's why they don't get counted as his Malchus, because he was suffering during that time as a Mitzorah. Last thing about David HaMelech, he says, forgive me for that avera. Machulach, Hashem says you're forgiven. Let all my enemies and those who are humiliating me see that I received a kapara for this, I've received mechila for this. So Amalach, Rosh Baruch says, it's not going to happen in your lifetime, but in the lifetime of your son Shlomo, there will be an event that happens where it will become obvious that you've been forgiven. Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. He wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dovku Sha'arim Zebazeh. The gates were closed and would not open. Now, in the Medrash, it tells us not just that the gates were closed and wouldn't open, but that Shlomo Melech built it in a way where it naturally couldn't fit in. That he built an Aron that was 10 amos, and the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also 10 amos, and plus you needed people to carry it on the sides. So naturally, there was no way that he was relying on a miracle happening just to get the Aron in to the building. So Amar Esrimvar Baranano, Shlomo HaMelech starts saying 24 beautiful Lashonos of Tefillah. V'lo Nena, he's not answered. Amar Su Sham Reshech Minasu Piskal Miav Melech HaKavod Miza Melech HaKavod Hashem Izaz Gibor Hashem Gibor Melchama V'nemar Su Sham Reshech Minasu Piskal Miav Melech HaKavod. Vilonene, he still wasn't answered. He couldn't bring the Aron in. I was wondering if maybe this is where the minhag comes from when they put away the Sefer Torah and some Chastorah, that there's a minhag that you bring it right up to the Aron and then bring it back. It doesn't get put away immediately all at one shot. That this as they tried to bring the Aron, there was this delay that it couldn't come right away. Kivan Shamar Hashem Elokim Al Toshe B'nei Mishchecha Zachar L'chasli David Avdecha. Oh, but then Shlomo Melech mentions the name of David. Miyad Nene, and right away the gates open up. Oh, so Shah Nebchu P'nei Sonei David Kishuli Kedera. The enemies of David their faces turn black. And everyone realizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu has in fact forgiven David. So now we move on to Gehazi. Gehazi is also one of the people who's in the So Gehazi, how do I know? Why did Elisha go to Damasek? Now the truth is, Marsha points out there is no pasuk that says Vayelech Elisha Damasek. The Marsha says the pasuk says Vayavo Elisha. And the diuk of the Gemara is from the fact that it didn't say Vayelech, so it sounds like he was not going to Damasek just to anoint Chazael as a melech on Aram, because that was which is the Maisa that's described in that Parsha. There was some other reason that he was going, and that's what we're exploring. So what was he going to Damasek for? Amar Yochan Shalach Lachzir Gehazi B'tshuva. He was trying to get Gehazi to do tshuva v'lo chazar, but it didn't work. Amar Lo, Elisha says to Gehazi, Chazar Bach, do tshuva. I have a Masorah from you, my Rebbe, that if a person is not only sins but causes others to sin, he cannot do tshuva. My Ovid, what did he do that was Machtias Rabim? That he found a giant magnet and he took the Egel HaZahav and he had it suspended in midair because he had a magnet above it that raised it off of the ground. And it made it look like miraculously that Egel was hovering in midair, and that caused people to follow that Egel. That's what the Adramah says, that it was a giant magnet, and even though it's not normal to find such a giant magnet, Himtziulo, he got, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him that Michshol that he was able to find it. V'yikadamri, Shem Chakak Befia, that he wrote a Shem Hashem and he engraved it on the mouth of the Egel, and therefore the Egel was saying Anochi Lo Yela Lecha, so it was saying the Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yela Lecha L'Macherim. V'Yigadam Rabbanan Dachem Mikamei, and others say that Gehazi kept other Rabbanan away from Elisha, away from learning by Elisha. He would sit outside the Beis Medrash as if he wasn't accepted in the Beis Medrash. The other Rabbanan would see even Gehazi wasn't accepted in the Beis Medrash, they wouldn't even bother trying. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Yomer b'nei neviim elisha, hini na amakom asher anachnu yoshum sham lufanecha tsar mimenu mechlal dar hashta lo avutzar." That after Gehazi is gone, now there's not even room in the base medrash because everyone's in there. But prior to that, there was plenty of room because Gehazi kept everybody out of the base medrash. So we discuss a little bit more about Gehazi. Tan rabbanon liolam te small doch v'yamin mekareves. A person's hanhaga with his talmidim always has to be that he's drawing him close with the right hand, even if he has to push him away with the left. The force with which he's drawing him close is stronger than the force with which he's pushing him away. Lo kelisha shadach v'legechzi b'shtei adayim v'lo kiyashu ben prachah shadach v'legechzi anotzi b'shtei adayim is the addition that unlike Elisha and unlike Yeshua ben Prachya, who pushed away Yeshua Notri b'shtei yadav, the Meiri says in Sotam Zayin that this is not Jesus. This is another person whose name was Yeshu, because Yeshua ben Prachya was from the early generations of the Bayesheni. Yeshua Notri was in the end of the days of the Bayesheni. But in the Sefer Mayone Yeshua, he says that Yeshua Notri was a Talmud of Yeshua ben Prachya, and he was killed many years before the destruction of the Bayesheni. It's just that the Talmide Yeshu waited till many years after his death and said that he died, and they, meaning they not waited till they changed the history and they made it as if he died later on in order to make it look like the Chorban HaBayis was a punishment for the killing of Yeshua Notri, but they had corrupted history in order to make it look like that. So that's a discussion. So anyway, Gehazi, what's the story of Gehazi being pushed away too much? So the Maisa goes as follows. After Elisha returns, he comes back and he's in front of Elisha, Vayomer lov Elisha, me'ayin Gehazi, Vayomer lov halach avdecha anavana, Vayomer lov lo libi halach. That kasher hafachish me'al merkavto l'krasecha heis l'kachas kesef l'kachas begadim v'zeisim ukram v'tzon v'akar v'avadim u'shvachos. He gives a whole list of things that he took. So mishakal kulei hay, did Gehazi take all of these things that are listed in the pasuk? Zeisim, kramim, tzon, bakar, avadim, shvachos. So kesef begadim u'dushakal. All it says that Gehazi took from Naaman was kesef and begadim. That's what it says in the pasuk. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ba'osu shahay Elisha yoshev v'dorish shmona shratzim. Elisha was sitting and darshaning about the Shemona Shratzim, Naman Sar Tzva Melech Aram Hayim Tzara, and Naman happened to have Tzaras. Amar Le Ahira Visa Dishtavai Meretz Yisrael. They had a Jewish girl who was a captive from Eretz Yisrael, and said to Naman, "Yizalta Gavi Elisha Masilach. You want to get refuah from your Tzaras? You got to go to Elisha." So Kiyasa, when Naman came to Elisha, Amar Le Zil Tzval Biyardein. He said, "Go immerse yourself in the Yardein." Amar Le Achukah Kamechayak to me. What, you're mocking me to go to immerse in the Yardein? That, you think that's going to fix me? You don't think I tried bathing? The people that were with Naaman said, "Go try it, see if it works." So he went and he was told in the Yarden Vitasi, and he got better. So Naaman brought Elisha all of these different presents. Elisha would not accept anything from him. When Elisha was gone, he went and he took all of the presents that Naaman offered. So Kiyasa, when he came in front of Elisha, he saw that the tzaras had now attached itself to Gehazi. You're trying to get the schar for our learning of Shmona Shratzim here in Olam Hazeh by taking these different items, all of these different items, the kesef, begadim, zav, zesim, kramim, tzon, bakar, avadim, shrachos, meaning eight different items. And he said, now you're going to be a mitzora forever. When the pasuk in Malachim Beis describes the arba mitzora, if it's actually Gehazi and his three children. So now the Chesronos Hashas adds in the other person who was pushed away is the story of Yeshua ben Prachya. So Yeshua ben Prachya, Mayhi, it doesn't appear in our pages of the Gemara. When Yanei HaMelech killed the Rabbanon, also Yeshua ben Prachya, the Yeshu to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Yeshua ben Prachya and his Talmud Yeshu escaped to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Kiavashloma, when things got better, Shalach Leishum ben Shetach, Mini Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, Lichi Alexandria shall Mitzrayim achosi bali shari b'tochech banochi yoshev shemema. He sent a message from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is desolate from tzaddikim. You need to come back. Come asa. So Yeshua ben Prachya came back to Yerushalayim. Yisrami lehu shpiza, and they stayed at a certain inn. Avdu leyakratuva, and the innkeeper was very very nice to them. So Amar Kami Yafach San Yazu. So Reb Shimon Prachis says to Talmud Yeshu, how nice is this innkeeper? She's being so wonderful to us. She's such a good person. But he said Yafa. Yafa meant her Maasim are Yafa. Amar Le Rebbe Yena Trutos. So Yeshu says, she's not so pretty. Her eyes are all funny. So Amar Le Rasha Bekacha Tosek. Can you talk about her beauty? That's what you're thinking about. Apagar Meir Shipuri Vishamte. He took out 400 shofros and he put him in Cherim. Also the Kamei Kama Zimnin. He came to ask Mechila many times. Amar Le Kablan. So he said, accept me to do tshuva. Amar Lo Hava Koy Mashkech Bey. And Yeshua Ben Prachi wasn't listening to him. Yom Echad of Kokar Kriyashma. One time Yeshua Ben Prachi was in the middle saying Kriyashma. Also the Kamei and Yeshu came to be Mekabel to ask him to tshuva. Sovil Kabuli. And really he was ready to be Mekabel. Ach Vilei Biyade. And he made a gesture as if to say, give me a minute, I'm in the middle of Kriyashma. Who Sovil Mitchadachi Le. But Yeshu misunderstood and thought he was pushing him away. So also Zakov Labintov Yishtachavala. Right away Yeshu takes out a brick and bows to it. Amalei Hadarbach. So Yeshua Ben Prachi sees he did have a desire. He says, no, do tshuva before this gets out of control. Amalei Kach Mekablani Mimcha Kalachote Yamachti Yisrav Min Maspikim Biyad Alasos Tshuva. That someone who's Machti Yisrav will never be able to do tshuva. Vamar Yeshu Kishe Vehesus Vidiach as Yisrael. And the rest is history. And that's how Yeshu and all of his Talmidim did what they did. All because it was Yamin Docha as opposed to Smol Docha V'Yamin Mekarevs. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish up that last piece tomorrow and then move on to the next mission.